Hey there, and welcome to today's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. Today, we are discussing the hunger and fullness scale. What is it? How can I use it? And how can this help me to just become a happier, healthier, more confident me? All right, on to the show.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
Good morning, good evening, good day, good night, whatever time it is that you're listening to this. If you're like me, I always listen to podcasts early in the morning, whether I'm driving to work or while I'm working out. Afternoons, I usually have to do music. Like if I'm having an evening workout, I need to zone out. I can't pay attention. Otherwise, it's like I'm reading a book, but not actually comprehending the words. My name is Katie Hake. I am a registered dietitian, certified personal trainer, and the host of Fit Friends Happy Hour. So really my goal with this podcast is to give you guys the space where science and self-care meet, where we'll talk all about nutrition, fitness, you know, health, mindset, all from a non-diet lens. So how can I live a healthy life, be a happy person, but still have a life, right? Because at the end of the day, we want to do what makes us happy. And before we get into today's topic of the hunger and fullness scale, I just wanted to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for taking time out of your day, out of your busy schedule to listen. There are a million and ten different podcasts that you could be listening to. So the fact that you take time to listen to me means the world. As a thank you, I'm offering a 50% discount off my latest ebook, The Fierce Runner's Guide for Your First Half Marathon, or your second or your third. No discrimination there. So just go to my website, katiehake.com/shop, and use the code FFHH. That'll get you 50% off of the running ebook. But there's also another tool on there. I think it's like $5, and you may or may not be able to use that code there as well. So my goal is to continue to offer tips and guides and resources to help you in whatever stage of this health and fitness journey that you're on. All right, let's talk about the hunger and fullness scale. So maybe you've heard of this, or you may have heard of the term mindful eating. Really, it's all about how can we connect deeper with our bodies? How can we really get to a place where we can listen to our bodies and feel and honor what it's telling us, right? I use this tool all the time with my private practice clients, and I thought, wow, what a simple and effective tool that maybe my fit friends would listen to as well. Maybe it could help them along their own journey, whether they've stumbled across intuitive eating, maybe they just feel out of whack with their bodies, and how can we just get better at listening? The idea behind using a hunger fullness scale is really starts on focusing on those internal cues versus the external cues. So what do I mean by that? Think of internal cues as physical signs or physiological or biological signs and cues that our body is telling us, right? Things that our body says or does or feels that lets us know that we're hungry, or on the flip side, lets us know that we're full. External cues would be outside factors that tell us that we're full. So maybe that means people getting up from the dinner table. Maybe that's a time of day, right? It's too late in the day, so I must not be hungry. All those other things in our environment that influence what we feel or what our brain tells us that we feel. So I'm going to link or post on Instagram, that's probably the easiest, a picture of what the hunger scale looks like. I try to do a little bit of research of who actually invented this, where did it come from? And there's a lot of different resources that come up on the internet. So it's really just a tool that's used by a variety of health professionals to help us identify some of those internal versus external cues. So imagine, close your eyes and just imagine a long line. Think one is going to be on the left, a 10 is going to be on the right. I want you to think of a 1. If you rated your hunger as a 1, that would mean I feel dizzy, I'm nauseous, I'm shaky, I am famished, right? We talk about hangry, but this is like another level. Like I'm past the point of hangry, I'm going to pass out. I feel so famished and without food. A 10, right? Things to slide all the way to the right of our scale. A 10 would be that super uncomfortable fullness, almost to the point where I feel like I'm going to get sick. Like I just binged on a box of cookies, a sleeve of Oreos. Like, ugh, if you poke me, I will explode. I am like worse than Thanksgiving. I am uncomfortably to the point going to get sick full. Okay, those are big extremes, right? 1 to 10. So a 5 or a 6, think right in the middle of that line, is the point where we feel full but also satisfied, right? I think 5 is more, okay, I'm full, but we all know that difference between being full but actually feeling satisfied, right? So it's how do I find that middle of that 5, 6? Okay, so that's what the hunger and fullness scale is. Essentially, it's a scale of 1 to 10 rating that hunger and fullness. So how can I actually use this? So next time you're eating, whether it's a meal or a snack, try to give yourself that number before you start eating. Then once you're about halfway through, you know, maybe it's halfway with your plate, halfway with the snack, whatever it is, check in again, right? Check in about halfway through your meal or snack and go, okay, now what am I feeling? See if you can notice a change of where you would score yourself on that scale of 1 to 10. Now, ideally, we'd want to be somewhere around a 4 before we eat and then somewhere around a 6 or 7 after. Now, with that being said, do I always only eat when I'm hungry and do I always stop when I'm full? Well, no. When I go out to eat, if there's certain types of foods, I will overeat, right? And so, you know, I want you to remove judgment from this exercise and just focus on feeling, right? Get out of your head where it says, that's bad or this is good. I think that's another episode that we'll save for a later date, but just focus on how you feel and just identify and just go, okay, well, Katie said I should be around a 6 or 7, but really I feel like a 9, like I'm uncomfortable. It's not a bad thing. This is just setting the intention of recognizing those feelings. So often we go through mealtime and eating and snacking, and we just don't ever even feel those signs of hunger or fullness. And so really getting back in tune, what is my body telling me? And what can I do with that information? All right, that's it for today's episode. Super quick, but I just wanted to give you a tool that you can implement fast, because I don't know about you, but when I get a tip and I can actually implement and I notice a change from it, like I want to tell everybody. So if you found this helpful, or maybe you want to do this challenge with a friend, that would be so fun. Find another fit friend and share this episode with them. Click that subscribe button, leave us a review, let us know if you tried it, what you thought. And hop on over to the Facebook group, just search Fit Friends Happy Hour, request to join. And let's have a little discussion of what was hard about this, what was easy. You know, I find that I work with a lot of females in particular who really struggle. And, you know, we think it's such a common, again, biological, like, hello, since babies, we're supposed to know when we're hungry and we're full. But recognize that depending on where you're at along this journey, this is going to take time. You know, it's going to take time. It takes time and patience to rebuild that trust with our bodies and with our brain, you know, and especially if you have dieted or you've had these kind of ups and downs in your relationship with food. If you're like me, you know, I'm 27, that's 20, you know, okay, let's see, when were you a child? Or like, think back to that first time where you heard a negative comment about your body or the way you eat, and like the first moment where you had to go, oh, I should probably change this, or like somewhere in you that you went, I need to eat differently or move differently or look differently, or like there's something I need to do that goes against what my body's telling me, right? So let's say that was, gosh, for me, it was probably 4th grade, if not sooner. And so you're what, 12 years old in 4th grade? I mean, that's like 12 years or so of all these messages and negativity and just like ignoring everything my body was telling me for 12 years. It's no wonder this stuff doesn't happen overnight, you know? So I hope that's not discouraging. I hope if anything that's motivating, that it can take months rather than years to rewire our brain, right? Like that's really all it is. It comes down to rewiring our brain, shifting our mindset so that we can get to a point where we can find that connect with our brain and our gut, literally, and just listen and respect our bodies. All right, guys, that's it for today's episode. Check us out on Facebook, check us out on Instagram, but most importantly, subscribe and leave us a review. Your reviews, your subscriptions, that is how we reach other fierce, amazing, awesome, strong, powerful women like you who need to share in this message, who need to hear these things to get out of their own way and find the motivation that they need to be more like you, right? Have an amazing week, and we'll talk to you next Monday. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.